Andy Murray led Team GB out carrying the Union flag one-handed in what he's described as the greatest moment of his career. Russia's depleted team got a muted response as the stadium erupted as Brazil's athletes danced and skipped in. Great Britain have won their first medal at Rio 2016, and it was Adam Peaty in a world record time, breaking his own world record, 57.13, to win the men's 100 metres breaststroke.
It's incredible, you know, coming out of the stadium now, an Olympic champion. I couldn't think of anything better.
Double bronze Olympic medalist, how does that feel?
I mean, it's just insane to have two Olympic bronze medals from two separate Olympic Games in two different events. This is a synchronised medal now, and to share that moment with Dan was just incredible.
Granger, the London 2012 gold medalist, and Victoria Thornley proved real Olympic class to win silver in the double sculls at the Lagoa Lake.
It is the genuine thing of it. It's the dream. It is what dreams are made of. It's the reason I came back to this sport. It's the reason why I, you know, went through the smaller highs and much deeper lows in the last couple of years to get this moment.
So I'm here with Sir Bradley Wiggins. More medals than any other British Olympian. Did you ever think that would happen, say, in Sydney in 2000?
No, I was at the time, I was just happy with the one, you know, and I thought at the time, well, if I have to go and get a job now on Monday morning and they say, what have you been doing for the last few years? I could have said, well, I've been to the Olympics, I've got a medal to show for it. So I never imagined that I'd be here 16 years on with a hat full of them.
I'm very proud to win three gold medals. It's not easy. Most athletes dream of just winning one medal, and to have three medals, it's pretty amazing. I just want to continue winning medals for my country and make the nation proud.
Tell me about last night and your reactions now waking up this morning.
It was incredible. It was just really emotional and, yeah, just so happy to have got on the podium. And, you know, I've just got to have a bit of a break and just decide how motivation levels are and everything.
I can't mope around. Yesterday I was a bit grumpy. And today I've decided, you know what, I'm going to embrace it entirely and I'm going to be very happy that I'm the first British long jumper in history to win two Olympic medals. So I can't turn my nose up at that.
A special day, a super Sunday in Rio as Britain won five golds, three silvers and moved up to second in the medals table. Andy Murray says he's proud to be the first singles player to retain the tennis title.
A few months ago I was talking about what, you know, I'd love my career to one day read, you know, multiple major champion Olympic gold medalist, and I've got that. I've ticked that one off. So absolutely incredible.
So we're joined here by Max Whitlock, double Olympic champion, first ever gold medalist for Team GB. Does it sunk in yet?
No, not at all. Even you just saying that and introducing me like that, it was very, very weird to have that title with me. It's a crazy feeling.
The Trotkenny household now have a staggering 10 gold medals between them. Jason equals Sir Chris Hoy's Hall with 6 golds, 7 medals after winning the Kieran, his third gold in Rio. Fiancée Laura celebrated, sealing it with a kiss. She's the most successful British woman in Olympic history with 4 golds.
I was just, I don't know, like, I guess super, super happy. I couldn't stop thinking about it. And I thought, like, during the racing, I never really sleep anyways. And I thought, oh, you know, I'm going to get a good night's sleep. No, because all that was going through my head was what I'd gone and achieved. So, it's been a pretty exciting couple of days.
So I'm here with Kate Richardson-Walsh, the Olympic champion, the Olympic captain for Great Britain. I mean, how on earth do you kind of try and sum up the last 2 weeks and last night in particular?
I don't know, if you could just say that a few more times. Olympic champion, it still is not, I don't think, sunk in, and I don't think it will properly sink in for a while. It's just a real surreal fairy tale ending.
Nicola Adams is now the double Olympic champion, as well as holding the World, European and Commonwealth flyweight titles. She's also the first British boxer in 82 years to defend her title.
Oh man, there's no really word to describe. It's every athlete's dream to become Olympic champion, but to become Olympic champion 4 times, it means so much and it's incredible.
I think we probably thought mid-50s would be a great performance, so I'd be lying if I didn't say that this is at the top end of expectation. But once that momentum started going, you could actually feel in the camp there was a lift across every sport, thinking, yeah, we can actually do this and we can beat the London figure. And it became infectious.